And now, the Injustice Files with Steve Bozell.
Hello, everybody. My name is Steve Bozell. I live in Corona, California, with my wife, April, and my son, Steve Jr., and my daughter, April Jr. And we moved to California from Knoxville, Tennessee in 1996. That's when I moved my business, which is a construction company, B&B Construction, down to California. And we wanted to get a new start. And so far, so good. We live in Corona, have a very comfortable way of doing things and a very comfortable way of living. But I also wanted to come on here and start a new podcast called The Injustice File, because I felt that there's a need to explain the injustice that has happened to me in my life. Not that other people have not had injustice, but they have, but no one cares about my injustice that has been coming on to me over and over and over and over ever since I came out here. And I've had injustice after injustice. And so I thought, you know, I was talking to a friend of mine, Cliff Pettigrew, who is my crew chief over at B&B Construction. He's one of my crew chief. I got about a half dozen guys that oversee the job sites for me. But Cliff Pettigrew probably been with me longer. And I also consulted, and maybe I should not have, with a neighbor of mine by the name of Roy Hutchins. And Roy said that I should do it. And they said to do the Injustice File. So I want to do the Injustice File to tell you about the injustice and just everything that happened to me that I feel is wrong. And hopefully I'll find people that understand me. And not that I want to say I'm a big baby or anything like that, which I don't think I am. But I've had stuff, you know, I just want to tell people the things that have happened to me. No one wants to listen to me is all I'm saying. And so hopefully you'll hear the things that have been done to me. And when you do, you'll be very much in favor of me having justice get done for me. The first case of the Injustice File that I will point to is embarrassing, but it also points up my manhood and how it was almost stolen from me by, yes, a friend of mine, Roy Hutchins. My wife had had a bachelorette party for a young lady who was a friend of hers from the neighborhood that we live in. Candy Walcott was her name, Candace Walcott. And she had a bachelorette party, which is where the bachelorettes will get together and give each other presents. And also, do a lot of the things that maybe a bachelor would do, but only it's bachelorette. And I think they had a man come in, I'm sure they did, who danced and, you know, did things that the girls will like, you know, which they put dollars in where what is, and he'll stick it in their, not stick it in their face, but, you know, he'll do the stuff that a man would want. That's just how bachelorette party goes. Among the things that my wife had purchased for the bachelorette party, which you can understand women is going to have because it's fun, were popsicles. And by the way, this bachelorette party took place in July. These were popsicles that was in the shape of a man's, you know, penis is what it is. They were pink. But I guess that's the flavor of it, which, yes, I do know it was strawberry, and I will tell you why I know that. So these were penis-looking popsicles that was in the freezer. Now, the next day after this bachelorette party, I was in my backyard, and I was mowing this St. Augustine that we've got. Very tough grass. It's a beautiful grass. It's a resilient grass. It's the kind of thing you can have young children, and they can go out and play on the grass and play kind of rough, and the St. Augustine takes a pretty good beating, but you do have to stay on top of it. It is a very tough grass to cut, and I was out and probably working up pretty good sweat, and I thought to myself, you know, it's very hot. I want to go inside, get a drink, and I had totally not known that my wife had purchased these. All I saw was the sticking out of the freezer of these popsicles, and I am here now to tell you that this was a mistake any man could make, and my wife didn't tell me anything about it being in there, which I will tell you what I did about that. And I pulled out one of these popsicles and would do what any man would do in a situation that I was in. And I began, okay, you know, I started to suck on it. And I was out in the backyard sucking on a penis sickle, and I was mowing the lawn, and Roy Hutchins leans over the fence and says to me, "Wow." And I wrote it down because my attorney said to write everything down so that we have a good, concise record of what happened. When I did call Dolores Blasgay, by the way, who is my attorney in Riverside. I wrote down, he leaned over the fence and he said, "The balls are resting on your chin." And I'm like, and I looked over and I did have the dick sickle. It's a penis pop. I had it in my mouth. And I guess I was sucking, and when I say I was sucking on it, you got to understand, it was a popsicle. I was not sucking on no penis, okay? So, and I'm sure you understand that, but just, you know, there's a lot of very small, very immature minds. So I had this thing in my mouth all the way up to the ball end. I mean, there were two fake, you know, popsicle balls on it. Anyway, I looked and he goes, "God damn," you know, and he did say the GD, "You got the balls resting on your face." And I looked and I went, "Huh?" And at that point, he snapped a picture. And I do now have that picture as I demanded it from him. And I did, however, get the picture from him by going over there and saying that I would take him outside and I'd beat him. Man, I'd beat on him bad. And he's laughing and everything. He goes, "Here, take it." And I go, "Yeah, sure, you're laughing. You know I was going to beat you. Oh, man, I was going to beat his ass." So I have the picture. It's me looking very surprised and very, frankly, innocent with a dick in my mouth. Not a dick, but a popsicle. God, man, I got to hold it together. With a penis sickle in my face and looking over at, you know, Roy Hutchins. I did call up my attorney, and we proceeded to file the paperwork for a lawsuit. The emotional cruelty, making me look like a fool in front of the whole world with a penis sickle. My wife, I did name in the suit for putting the popsicle in there. And I did sue. I named her as a co-defendant in having the frozen popsicle in there, but mostly Roy Hutchins for looking at me, pointing and going, "Ha ha, the balls, you've sucked that right up to the ball end of it." And that's when I said, okay, all bets are off. And I got a hold of that. So the injustice of going out and mowing your lawn, allowing your wife to have a bachelorette party, have all kinds of good times and fun and laughs and, you know, sit and co-mingle with her friends. And what do you get out of that? What do they do to you? Stick a penis pop in your mouth, ball deep, and all you're trying to do is mow lawns. See, the injustice of that for me was the fact that I'm straight, and I now know what a penis popsicle tastes like strawberry, and it's not a real penis, but there I am with it in my face, and it's pink. It was bad. It hurt. It continues to hurt, and you know, the bad news is we're still waiting to go to court with it. So I'm Steve Bozell. Thank you for joining me for this injustice file. The Injustice Files with Steve Bozell. Produced by Phil Hendry for Siempre Incorporated, all rights reserved, on the Sideshow Network. I'm Steve Bozell. Join me next time for another Injustice File.